Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone who won it all and, of course, is beloved for that and many other reasons. One of our all-time fan favorites, one of the great players in the history of Philadelphia sports. He joins us every single Thursday, Mr. Jason Kelce. Good morning, Jason.
Joe, how we doing?
Good, buddy. You fired up for the Phils, man? This thing's getting real, and it's coming down the wire, and they got a shot.
Yeah, of course. Red October, are you kidding me? I can't wait to be at the bank. It's going to be awesome. It seems like the team is just peaking right now as opposed to last season where it kind of felt like we kind of weren't playing our best going into it. So I'm really excited. It's going to be an awesome time in Philadelphia to freaking watch some baseball.
I want to see a little you and someone. Last time, a couple years ago, was you chugging a beer by yourself. I'm thinking you and Fletcher Cox, you and James Seltzer on the field, you and...
me and James need to chug another beer.
Right.
We got to redo it. We got to get a proper one in.
James, All right, you wouldn't turn that down, right?
No, I'm in. No. I'm down.
Third baseline, Jason and James chugging a beer.
I would do it. Yeah.
Game one of the playoffs.
Chris Meyer.
All good stuff. All right. So, Jason, a ton of Eagles modern day to talk about, but I actually want to start with something really cool. I saw this the other day. So you and the Philly special crew got together. Let me tell you something, Jason. My eyes the other day saw Mr. Jason Kelce, Nick Foles, Corey Clement, Trey Burton, and Doug Peterson all together at the steps of the Art Museum. Tell us about that. That's so cool.
Well, they're doing a piece on the Philly special with NFL Films and kind of documenting everything and how it happened and where it went and how it went right. So it was just awesome to see everybody again. It was tremendous to, you know, rehash kind of everything that happened, because it's interesting because everybody remembers it differently now, especially being that far removed from it. You know, it's 7 years since it's happened, and, like, you know, different guys remember when it was put in, why it was put in, how it was put in, and everything that led up to it, and everybody's different frame of reference and how they felt about the play in the moment. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that end product is that NFL Films is kind of putting together. But outside of that, it was just awesome being with those guys again.
That's great.
Truly an honor to kind of relive that moment.
Jason, Corey Clement is seriously jacked up in that photo.
I saw that too, Ray.
He is.
Wow.
He said he was boxing now, which I'm like, he said something about, like, you know, get beat up playing football. I'm like, dude, you're boxing now. Like, you're going to take getting beat up to another level.
It's like a whole different level of beat up.
Hey, this is around the age Bernard Hopkins started boxing, and he boxed for the next 25 years. So maybe Corey's got, you know, career part two up ahead. All right, so Jason, let's get to the modern-day squad. And a lot to look ahead to and discuss, coming out of last game and looking ahead to the next game. Let's just start with this. John has said today a lot that the heat thing is real, that when you travel from it's not that hot to into dead-hot heat and against a team that's used to it.
Humidity. In Florida.
Right. And against a team that's used to it.
In September.
It's really tough. So do you agree? Is that really tough when you're the opposing team and the other team's used to it?
As a player, I always would downplay it. But now that I'm not a player, I'll be brutally honest. Playing in the heat sucks. I would much rather play in the dead of cold, snow, 20 degrees. Like, and we played down in Tampa, actually, a game right after your season, right after the Super Bowl with Doug and I think Todd Bowles was just been hired down there, maybe. But either way, we go out for warm-ups, and they actually sent us in halfway through warm-ups because everybody was dying and sweating too much out there. Like, yeah, we're warming up. Everybody just go back inside. So it's real. Both teams have to do it, but obviously they're a lot more acclimatized to it. Mm-hmm. no question that playing in the heat in Florida that early is tough, especially for the big guys. Wow. You know, they're going to be huffing and puffing and, you know, cramping. And you got to make sure you get your fluids in. You got to do everything you can. You know, go in the sauna this week and try and get used to, you know, dealing with it. But, yeah, you're going to be in it.
So there was a lot of discussion this week, Jason, about who was calling plays. And, you know, the offense finally got going with the passing game, but it felt like it was hurry up. And there were a lot of people contending, well, hey, well, if the offense is working, maybe it wasn't Petullo calling the plays. Maybe it was someone else. From my experience, the two-minute offense, a quarterback has a little more leeway in terms of changing up the calls, changing up the routes, changing up, you know, he can signal routes to his receivers on the outside. There's always the sight adjustments based upon what coverage you're getting. So there's a lot more, I don't know, leeway, I guess, for Jalen to control the offense a little bit more, I guess, when they're going hurry up. Would you say that that's an accurate statement?
I would say that I don't know that it's, I guess, I would say probably you have more leeway to change it. And it's not like signal like a different route into like a different concept. Mm-hmm. You know, typically when you're going into like first, second down plays in regular football, you have your openers. Like those are very designed plays for very specific things you're looking for. And you're not changing those a lot of the times unless they have built-in kills, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in a two-minute offense or you're in these structures, you see somebody off or you see a certain leverage, it is more normal for, I guess, the quarterback probably to signal some things and to alter it. But I think more than anything, going on the ball and getting into those plays is great to kind of mix it up when you're kind of struggling. You need to find a rhythm. And I think that they wanted to probably get to that earlier. It's hard to do that until you get one good play to start the drive off. And they just didn't. Like for five straight drives, it was three and outs in the third and long, like getting nothing going. It was brutal to watch. But, sure. Shane and even Doug, and it's a great tool to go to try and spark some momentum. And I think for Jalen especially, not even just the passing concepts, you know, these are things that you've repped 1,000 times that you feel very comfortable running against whatever the defense is doing. Even the run concepts a lot of times involve him being active in either a reading the end or an RPO. So it ends up being something that I think he gets to kind of feel more just being a natural going out there and playing rather than, you know, specific things that are, you know, been repped 2 or 3 times before that specific game, if that makes sense.
Hey, Jason, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was just going to switch here to the injuries on defense. I mean, this level of injury, some of whom will definitely be out because they're on IR, like Nolan Smith and Ja'Corian Bennett, and then guys that might not play, that did not practice yesterday, Jahad Campbell, Zach Bond, and Adoree Jackson. How much does that specifically concern you against Baker Mayfield?
I mean, it concerns me a lot. I mean, obviously you want your best guys out there. I mean, it's football. We're going to go out there and play regardless. Jahad Campbell's been having a tremendous season so far. The linebackers in general, I mean, Zach Bond, Jahad, they've been one of the brightest parts of the defense so far to this point in the season. I mean, they've been phenomenal. You want all those guys out there. You know, obviously the defensive backfield, we're already mixing in some fresh bodies. Now, one of the things with Adoree is, like, there's been a lot of guys that have had reps throughout training camp because that was an open competition. So maybe not as concerned there. But, you know, I think – you know, yeah, we got our hands full with the Bucs. They are missing Mike Evans, but they're still good. Baker Mayfield is a stud. You want all your guys out there, but I feel confident Vic's going to get something done.
So, Jason, the CJGJ thing, man. I mean, I'm not asking you to divulge, you know, elements that were private between you and him, but it sounds like he's pretty freaking difficult. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think. I can only speak to the time that I had with CJGJ. And when I was there in Philadelphia, he has a lot of energy. He's very talkative, very vocal. And I think for me, I always never had an issue with it. I enjoyed the back and forth. I loved the competitiveness that he took to practice. I'm not going to get into other things. I don't think when I was there, my experience, I really liked the guy. I thought he played hard. There was an energy that he brought on the defensive side that I think most defenses need. You need an edge to you to be great defensively, and you need guys with edge. You can't just be, you know, a great player and everything. All the best defenses I think of have guys with edge to it. And, you know, obviously there's, I just hate it because, you know, this is a guy that, you know, has been a great player for us before, and you want the best for him. And, so I'll leave it like when I was there, I enjoyed being on the team with him. We went to a Super Bowl together.
It's fair to say, Jason, though, that he did rub other people the wrong way. Is that fair?
You'd have to ask other people.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable like saying that at all. Obviously I see the reports just like everybody else does. So my knowledge of that is the same as everybody else in the media.
Okay.
You mentioned that edge that he had. You've mentioned edge with Jalen Carter before when we've talked to you. It feels like the Jalen Carter edge is sort of slow coming on this year. And I'm wondering, like, okay, this is in part because he, you can explain it. He had the injury. He was held out. He was then, banged up a little bit. He didn't practice much during training camp. It feels like I personally have made a lot of excuses for Jalen Carter, reasons why he hasn't been performing up at the level that I guess I expected, I hoped for. Why am I making excuses, and how far off is Jalen Carter from where he needs to be?
I mean, you still see the flashes of him. I mean, he's still a great player. He's still beating guys routinely. He's getting a lot more attention this year, and he's going to. I mean, this is part of being a premier player, and he got it towards the end of last season, too. It's not that new, but, I mean, game plans are going to be designed around him. And even though it might not be manifesting as much as everybody had hoped, he's still pretty damn dominant a lot of the game. And you still see him beating guys and getting guys off balance. I think he has a tendency sometimes to get out like of run fits and whatnot, but, you know, then he'll get out of a run fit the next time and make a huge play. So it's hard to really, I don't even know. I remember J.J. Watt with backdoor tackles all the time, right? And it's one of those where you backdoor the tackle and you make the play, everybody's celebrating for a tackle for loss. You backdoor the tackle and it creases you, you're getting crushed on the sideline. And it's one of those things where when a guy is that good and he makes a play very often, I don't even know how you coach that. You're just like, all right, if you're gonna do it, just be right.
Right.
And that's kind of the unique player and ability that he has. I think Vic mentioned, the in shape thing. That always plays a role, especially early in the season. I think, especially with less preseason games, less training camp, and we're doing more now than we used to do my last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, but it's still less than what traditionally was done over the course of NFL's like history. The first four games is tough. You really do feel like you're getting back into game shape in today's age through the first four games. In practices, you're doing six-play racks. Now all of a sudden you're out there for a 12-play drive. You've already had seven runs you've had to stop. It is very different being in training camp shape and in-season shape. And I think that he's still so powerful, so strong, so quick twitch. It's going to keep coming as we keep going and progressing the season.
Do you think the September thing stemming from August with what you're describing, less action, do you think that is part of why the running game is struggling to ramp up? And are you concerned about it moving forward this year or really not at all?
I'm not concerned. I think part of it's probably a little bit of that. I mean, I think their best run blocker is still, he came back very quickly off of that meniscus surgery, Landon. And I think the offensive line can honestly do a better job. as well as everybody involved in the run game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not like it's not bad, but I think you're still seeing them getting in sync is definitely going to help that thing start going. And I think as the season goes, like we just talked about, that will happen. Jeff Stoutland's the best offensive line coach in the NFL. These guys have played unbelievable football throughout their careers in Philadelphia. I have zero doubt that that thing is going to get going. And I think, Jalen has an ability to run the ball that is like a very difficult thing that has opened up the run game in the past. And
yep.
I think we kind of saw that happen in the second half. I would be surprised if we don't start seeing a little bit more of that again. I think that'll start getting Saquon going for sure.
I totally agree. And I'll say this, especially with this is a big one versus Tampa. I mean, this could be a conference one seed type thing. And this might be one of those games that have Jalen run a little extra. You risk injury, but it's like, this is an important game to win. You win this game, you get a victory against a team that's 3-0 in the conference. That would be significant.
You got to be smart with it, but
yeah.
I still think you got to do it enough to make defenses have to defend it. And I think that Nick and Kevin and everyone there knows how to toe that line very well and make sure that we're utilizing that strength that is an asset. And then at the same time, even when we're not utilizing it, making sure that the defense has to be ready for that.
Totally.
And I think, Todd, you got to go into a game against him with every advantage you can. I mean, I just watched last week's game against the Jets with their defense. I mean, he's throwing all sorts of blitzes and unique things out, and he's about as good of a coordinator as you're going to see. And, he's had our number the last couple times we played him. Now, we haven't had A.J. Brown, which I do think is a huge, huge part for our offense. I know that the number weren't there for the first few weeks. You finally got going last week. That makes teams a little bit less risky when it comes to the blitzes and everything like that, I think, because it's, that you got 11 out there on the outside, leaving him one-on-one, that's a huge gamble. So we'll see how that makes out this game. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun one to watch, no doubt about it.
No question. Jason, great stuff, bud. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you next week, and thanks as always for being a huge part of the show. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Jason Kelce.
And it swung on, rocketed to right, high and deep, and on its way into the second deck. No doubter from Schwarber, his second of the night. Kyle Schwarber with home run number 56 on the season. And Ryan Howard is well within range. 7-1 Phillies.
Yeah. 8 days a week. A good answer for an eight. So we've got this
really
song.
Letting them breathe.
Well,
today,
I was just trying
you?
To get to the end of that line. So
wow.
We got this song. We got the Crazy Eights with the Flyers. The Eight Reindeer.
When there are claps, you let it breathe for a minute and a half.
I was just letting the one line just kind of...
I always think it's crazy when there's claps. Okay. I like claps.
Oh, I love claps.
I love when they incorporate the claps.
Big fan of the claps.
Man, that really... It really peps it up.
Claps,
it always
snaps,
makes it feel
any
peppy.
Of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm in on all of it.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Pep it up with the clappy snaps.
So Schwarber has pepped it up this year up to now 56 home runs, 55 and 56 last night. Rob Thompson was asked after the game because there are four games. So let me give you quick standings. Two seed for the Phils, almost all but guaranteed. They certainly are going to be at least a two. They have clinched the bye, as Rhea talked about in the update. They still have a shot at the one seed, but it's not going to happen. So with four games left for the Phillies and the Brewers are three up.
It might happen, Joe.
Phillies got to win four.
But it's pretty low key. Yeah.
And Brewers got
to
lose four. Yeah,
like, it's cool.
It's less
cool
than...
We don't expect it at all.
At all. Not going to happen.
But it might.
But it might. So, you know, I don't think they're going to like play for that. But I do hope to play hard all the way through. I hope to just keep playing all the players. But obviously with Schwarber getting near Ryan Howard's record, and sometimes teams rest players at this stage, Rob Thomson was asked after the game about, you know, whether he's going to sort of keep playing Schwarber to, you know, in part to try to get that record. Here's what the skipper said.
Balance out this weekend, though, if the games maybe get to a point where they don't have a ton of meaning, like wanting to let him have a chance to break it, but also maybe rest guys.
Well, I think I'll talk to him, but I think I'll give him a chance to break it if it's there.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. I wanted to hear, like, I was going to keep playing all the players. But, you know, he didn't declare that. And we
don't know. Hey, guys, one seed's still on the table. We're trying to win it.
Yeah, I don't even care as much about that.
I was joking.
Just keep playing everybody. Don't get out of rhythm. All right, by the way, still need someone to call us up on the Delco smell. I'm looking for that. Also, happy birthday to Seltzer today. James turns 44 today.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
Didn't
it's a
that
good
coach
one,
just
James.
Get fired?
It was really good. It was a great call.
Strong.
He got fired this week, Ray.
He's been there forever.
Mike Gundy.
Player and,
Mike Gundy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Just got fired.
Got
how
fired
about that?
About
yeah.
2 days ago.
Wow, ironic.
Yeah. Yep. We never did come up with what my 47 is.
I know. We kind of fell off. It's a shame.
It's
hard. It was
hard.
A good bit.
I mean, we need a famous. If anyone knows a famous.
Seven.
Because here's what we had. This goes back a couple months ago.
I was very excited to play it this morning to bring it back.
Oh,
so,
glad.
Yeah.
Here's a seven that I don't know if this was Wechter or if this was Justin D'Orazio or if this was Lewis Coco, all of whom have been back there preparing audio for us through the year. Wechter, obviously, for the first half of the year. Here was a seven that someone found.
Seven!
So it would be
that's
that.
The count.
Yeah, it's the count.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be...
Seven!
40!
Seven!
All right. I'm a man. I'm 40!
Seven!
It's not right. Bad, actually.
Not
pretty funny.
Bad at all.
All right, and then another one that we found is, I'm a man. I'm 40!
Seven!
I like the count
so
better.
Wait, what is
that? Seven!
They call that the organ.
It's weird.
Yeah, I think that's also from the same...
I kind of...
Seven!
This is a poll here, but isn't that the same sound they use for top five at five?
Well, yes, like five. It's the same guy.
But like, who is that?
Whoever that guy is.
Seven.
Yeah. I can't wait, by the way, until I do the bottom eight at eight. When I beat Fritz's ass in basketball, first show after it, I'm doing the bottom eight at eight.
All Fritz related.
The eight most ridiculous things
we're still
that
talking
show.
Trash here.
Yeah. No, listen, when I get this boot off, boots to asses. This is going to be the true
hey,
boot
my
ass.
Fantasy football team is named Mommy Dearest.
Right. I do love that.
With a picture, of Spike holding a baby Jack Fritz. So I'm all in, buddy.
Richie
I'm all
and
in.
I by yeah. like a point this
no,
past week.
No. I it was close going in, and then I ended up. You lost this past week to someone else by 2 points. I beat you pretty handily.
2 weeks ago.
Then who beat us this week? I don't know.
Who knows?
Someone.
By the way, speaking of the me versus Fritz thing, shout out to sir, if you're listening, God bless you. There's a guy in San Fran. Random guy who approached a buddy of mine in San Fran, and the question was, what is going on with this Fritz DeCamera?
Really?
And my buddy knew all about it, so we told him, he gave him a detailed answer. But sir, in San Francisco, I salute you. If you hear us, we appreciate you. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to this Jason Tatum audio, talking about the 76ers all those years ago, passing on him for Markelle Fultz. Let's go to Brian right now. Brian, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
great,
buddy.
Brian.
Hey, so last night, leaving for the game to go to the Phillies, and it was about 5:30, and we walk out of my house, and I just step into this pungent odor.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
It smells like raw sewage or like trash. And, we're in Havertown, so we're in Delaware County. So I'm like looking around. I'm like, I've taken out the trash. It's trash now. I'm thinking maybe it's that. I'm like, no, it can't be. It's like, it's all around you. It's everywhere. So it was just the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Worst smell, and my son gets in the car and says, "Dad, it smells like you're at the beach, like that bay kind of smell."
Bay smell. So, is this only outside? Is it, when you go outside your house,
does it permeate?
Yeah, is it coming indoors?
Good question.
No, when I literally closed my door, walked outside, smelt it, closed my door again, like smelling. I'm like, no, it's not coming from inside the house. And then I grab my wife. I'm like, hey. Let me know, like, does it smell bad out here? And she's like, oh, my gosh, what's that smell? Wow. So, yeah, definitely, like, around 5:30. And my son plays ice hockey, and his team had practice over at the Springfield Ice Rink by the country club. And they got evacuated from the rink for a natural gas leak.
Wow.
Around the same time.
Well, so, now I'm wondering if outdoor practices will even happen today for the, you know, the football teams and the soccer teams, you know, fall sports.
Wow.
Is that track or cross country in the fall?
Like cross-country's fall.
Cross-country.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if they even have those practices today, if it's, you know.
Not so cross-country in the spring.
Whichever, yeah. Brian, is it as bad right now as it was last night?
No. I came out this morning, and but I could just be in it. You know, you get in it, and you get used to it. But
no, it's true, yeah. Once the smell kind of just becomes common, and you don't notice it.
Sort of like how the Bucs will be used to the heat, and the Eagles won't.
True. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, things like this matter.
Well, hopefully it won't be so hot. I saw high 80s instead of maybe high 90s. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, listen, Brian, good luck to you and your squad out there in Delco, man.
Hey, thanks. Can I give you a grade 8?
Please do.
Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah, Ovechkin's a good answer, man. I mean, he tracked down a big record in sports history, getting Gretzky recently.
He's been playing for 20 years?
He's been playing a long time and playing at a high, very, very
high level. Amazingly high level.
So Ovechkin or Crosby, better player of this generation?
I will always vote against Sidney Crosby for anything.
So Crosby's got more rings. I think he's got 3 and Ovechkin's got 1. It did look for a while like it was Crosby, and now it seems like it might have swung to Ovechkin with the way he's finished.
I will
stronger.
Say this about Crosby. He embraced being the villain.
Oh, he did.
So I will give him credit for that.
He really did. You know, he's not a villain, and we got to wish her a happy retirement. She retired yesterday. Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, 106 years old.
106 years old.
106, man.
So if you recognize the name, but like, remind me, who's Sister Jean?
She can't make it onto campus anymore, they say.
She can't do the role anymore. So she was the Loyola Marymount, Loyola of Chicago, I should say. Loyola of Chicago. Yeah. You know, liaison chaplain for the basketball team and other duties around campus. And she is still healthy enough to, you know, live, but she is no longer considered healthy enough to work. And so she hangs up her... Mm. She hangs up her, I think she was clocking in. She had a time card.
I think she's probably salaried.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know that nuns are salaried. I mean, I got 2 aunts that have been nuns, one who's still alive. I don't think there was a salary.
I don't know.
Well, they get
works.
Paid. They
there
have
might
to...
have been a stipend. I don't know if it was a
Maybe
salary.
Maybe it was a stipend. I'm sure it ain't a lot.
You have 2 nuns.
My mom
aunts.
And dad, both.
Yeah, his whole family is
My
like
mom
him.
And
yeah.
dad both had a sister.
I knew about Geraldine.
Well, no, that's a different
that's
one.
That's a different one. He's got all kinds of nuns in his family.
Geraldine was my grandmom's friend who became my mom's teacher. That was Sister Mary Gerald. Then I've got my other 2 aunts. I mean, my 2 aunts that are nuns.
So 3 nuns have had an impact on your like,
yeah, big time. And I'd add two
that you were related to directly.
Yeah, and I'd add two more: Sister Saint Esther and Sister Saint Raymond, who
five
was
nuns?
My Aunt Judy's friends. I would say five
nuns have heavily impacted your world.
When I'd be like 12 years old, I'd go to the villa.
Those, I've never even seen a nun.
The villa's
in real life.
Right next to the mount. I'd go to the villa and I'd play Scrabble with Sister Saint Esther or Sister Saint Raymond. We just,
well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was great. I'd visit them.
I'm sure they appreciated
play
that.
Play Scrabble.
Too. Yeah, Scrabble's awesome.
So they're not normally in the habit anymore. You know, you don't get the habit thing.
They are in the habit. They're just not in the habit of playing Scrabble.
You can pick them out, though. I see them at the, you know, when I'm at my Acme, because, you know, St. Monica's is super close.
Yeah.
I can always pick. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's
love and none.
I went there, went for 12 years.
Love
I
and none.
Love and none. But congrats to Sister Sister Jean. Oh, and another one, Sister Jean, my Sister Jean.
So hold on.
Because I had Sister Jean from Norwood. Six. So I'm up to six notable nuns in my
six
life.
Six notable nuns. Yeah. Impacted you heavily.
Yeah. And then my aunt's friend,
have
Sister
Bonnie.
Have you
ever considered becoming?
Seven. No, I did not consider the nunhood.
Nun or man of the cloth.
Did not consider the priesthood.
It's not allowed to become a nun, John.
Yeah,
sure
did not consider that.
Priest.
But anyway, congrats to Sister Jean. Anyway, let's go to the phones.
Not Geraldine, Sister
Not
Jean.
Geraldine, nor my Sister Jean from Norwood, but the Sister
congrats
Jean.
Congrats to all of them. How
all
about
the
that?
Nuns. Yeah. Jean's absolutely.
All around.
Yes.
Congrats.
Jean's Hospital. Let's go to Ed
Blue
in
jeans.
Phoenixville, right? Oh, now we're rolling.
I love blue
now
jeans.
Now we're rolling.
Hey, 23andMe, the genes. Yeah, anyway.
There we go.
I learned new things about my genealogy.
There you go. Ed, what's up, dude?
Good morning, Joe. I have an idea for the 7. I may have floated it to Seltzer a while back. Remember that 7-Up commercial back in the 90s? It was like, make 7-Up yours. And then, like, he had the make 7, and then he had the second half on the back of his shirt, and like everybody who passed him on the street thought they were saying blank yours.
I mean listen I'm open-minded. If we can track down the audio, I will tell you this, Ed, I think this one
7
is pretty good.
I think it's borderline great.
Yeah, I'm a man, I'm 40.
7.
We need Louis Coco to get
dramatic.
On the horn and put that together.
Pretty solid.
That's strong.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Now, Darius Slay might say,
no.
You know, but I think it works.
Yeah. Don't let him say that to you.
It is a good one. So,
Ed, what do you got today, man?
Yeah, so the ego situation is interesting. And I was, you know, thinking about, you know, do you go Ringo, do you not? And I think it was John or your earlier point, like, if he can't beat out some rando that they pick up, that kind of informs their opinion about him. But, you know, there's a couple of, you know, potential, like, I've seen on, like, trading blocks and whatever. Greg Newsome from the Browns may cost you a third-round pick, but, you know, I don't know if the Browns are looking to contend anytime soon.
And let me just say this for, like, the seventh time in the last 3 weeks. I still don't know why they traded a fifth- and sixth-round pick for that backup running back. I didn't understand it at the time. I was very clear. You might want to use, I'll use an NBA term, those assets for a different position later in the season.
I think they were worried about Shipley.
You know what?
When he's back. I mean, he practiced yesterday.
We haven't seen Tank Bigsby play in the offense yet.
He doesn't play. He doesn't return well. Yeah. Like, I was,
it was
on
odd.
The,
no, I
James,
also
you
can't
know
catch.
I was on the record. Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why did they just trade two picks for this guy?
And now I will say the idea of upgrading your kick return game, I think Howie was out in front of that.
Yeah.
I think it's the, like, it's
chose
gonna,
the wrong guy?
It's going to be chose the wrong guy. I think it matters. Like, I think this is could be something where there could be
should've
a real
checked
advantage
the hands
this
first,
season.
James.
But yeah, no, it's the wrong guy. I think they got the wrong guy, but I think he had the right idea, but the wrong guy.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Who was a bad center with hands? I was going to say Samuel Dallenberg, but maybe he was. Did
Dikembe didn't have great hands.
Dikembe had bad hands. McCullough had great hands. Nice soft hands. Catch the ball with ease.
I mean, Shaq didn't have the best hands. I mean, he had good hands considering, but like in terms of you
not
know.
Finesse.
Well, not finesse. Not finesse in the free throws and all that stuff.
But some centers really struggle to just catch it.
Catch it, yeah. Andre Drummond has bad hands.
I thought he had great hands.
I thought Andre Drummond's
hands. No, you're
hands
wrong, James.
Soft.
He had great hands.
He had great
Yeah, you're
hands.
Wrong. You got that totally backwards. That's why
you get someone else then?
Someone else. Yeah. Someone else. All right, Ed, give me an answer for an 8. There's a lot of 8s. Phillies had 8 homers last night. What do you got?
Well, it's how Joe DeCameron makes all of his life decisions. He asked the magic 8-ball.
The magic 8-ball.
Been waiting
sure.
all show
Ooh,
for that one.
I
That's
like
a
that
big answer.
Answer.
Big answer. I like
you
the crystal
like
ball. I don't love it.
Wait,
you didn't
just play
with
would
the
you
magic
like it better
ball
if you had,
when you were younger?
It's okay.
Would you have liked it better if you had just said 8-ball? Like a pool 8-ball?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Yeah.
Might be a better answer.
Yeah, or like that time in Montreal when I stole the cue ball from a bar. They charged me $5 for the cue ball, so I stole it.
Why?
So I'll make this quick. I'll make
What'd
it quick.
What did you do with it, then, after you stole
I still
it?
Have it. This was spring break.
Is it displayed
is it displayed next this to your was, photo of Holly Robinson Pete?
I don't know. It's up in a cabinet. It's not. No, the Holly Robinson Pete is. Well, also, that's in my.
Up in a cabinet.
No, that's in my.
So, yes.
That's in my. What do you call it?
Where photo
you,
album.
Where you put your photo albums in a book shelf, bookcase.
Bookcase. That's where you're going.
I thought this was the righteous steal, but I found out from my buddies I was wrong. So bottom line is we're in a bar on Crescent Street in Montreal, spring break. I'm the one guy that goes north for spring break, me and my two boys. And I put the buck in for the pool, you know, dollar for the pool, and all the balls spit out except for the cue ball. Mm. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, where's the cue ball? So I go to someone at the worker person. I say, where's the cue ball? And then she says, you got to go to the front. And I'm like, what do you mean? Go to the front. I go to the front. And the guy at the front says, $5. I'm like, well, my man, I just paid a dollar. Like, what are we doing here? And he said, $5. And I said, well, okay, because I wanted to play pool.
Sure.
So I mean,
good at pool?
By the way, this is real happened in spring break for me. Me and my two buddies playing pool. Yeah, really, working the ladies in the room. Really working the ladies in the room in Montreal, Canada. And it was freaking freezing up there. Anyway, bottom line.
You stole it.
I stole the ball out of protest.
That's fair.
But what my friends told me, or someone told me later, maybe I ran into someone the next night, and they're like, hey, actually, here's the way it works. You just give it back, and you get your $5 back.
He didn't tell you that?
Didn't tell me that.
So you didn't get,
you're American.
So you essentially paid $5 for...
Yeah, I paid $6, $6, if you will, because I had given
you.
Yeah.
Well?
I just thought it was like, and there was a reason. I forget, like, obviously, why would the bar do that? I don't remember, but there was...
Maybe so people don't...
Steal the cue ball. Well, the irony is thick. Then don't have a freaking $5 charge and not explain to me I get my money back. Anyway, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance, and I do still have that cue ball. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question: ESPN ranked Joel Embiid as the 47th best player in the NBA. That is A, too low, meaning he should be ranked 1 through 46. B, too high, meaning he should be 48 through, you know, whatever. Or C, 47 sounds about right. I'll be very interested to see where this poll result comes in today. Let's listen to Jason Tatum. The 76ers famously passed on him years ago. 2 days ago, he was on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith on First Take. And Stephen A. had asked him all these years later, does he still think about how the Sixers and Lakers both passed on him. And he initially referenced he used to think about it a lot more when he was young. Doesn't think about it as much anymore, but he did say this.
Not necessarily like I wanted to play for Philly. I wanted to be the number one pick. I felt like I was the best player. I was upset a little bit at first. And
not a grudge holder.
I'm just wondering how you feel when you go against those two franchises. Like, to remind everybody, you could have had me.
I mean,
this is what you're missing out on. That's all I was asking.
I played Philly 3 times in the playoffs.
Yes.
We won every time.
I was just going to say, he knows the record.
I'm fully aware.
But like you said, everything worked out, and I'm glad I'm on the Celtics.
He gets his zing in there. He gets his zing in there. So, and it was false. And the thing that I've always wondered is, and I doubt it could be in the deal. Rhea, it couldn't be in the deal that the Sixers couldn't reverse course. Like if they say to the Celtics, we'll make this trade, but we're doing it for Fultz.
Yeah.
And Ainge says, okay, we'll make the trade. And the Sixers give him an extra first round pick to make it. You know, I can't imagine it was actually in the deal. Because if you remember, this was a couple weeks before the draft. Yeah. And if the Sixers in those final couple weeks determine, hey, Markelle Fultz is a freaking head case, then if it's not written in the deal, I go back on my word. Well, they might not have.
They might not have known it, but that was the guy they wanted. I mean,
it was clearly the guy they wanted.
You know, I mean, a lot of people thought of this as a no-brainer.
But you know what, Rhea?
What?
They didn't. And by the way, I want to be clear. I also wanted Fultz. I'll be honest. But it wasn't my job.
Yeah.
To do the homework on his brain.
They're
the ones that have to talk to all the hundreds of people in his life and him directly.
If mentally...
How do they not figure out the guy's brain doesn't work?
But it would have fit perfectly with Joel Embiid and with Ben Simmons.
Yes.
If it was right. I mean, it made all the sense in the world.
It did, because he could play the one or the two.
Yep.
And I agree with you. And it, what a disaster. All right, 215. I mean, that is one of the all-time lack of homework in Philadelphia sports history, that they did not have that guy's brain assessed. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, some life advice with DeHammer. Also, D'Amico Ryans and Sirianni weighing in on the CJGJ situation yesterday. That and more. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.